Die sowat 2800 meestal afgetrede beleggers wat meer as 2,1 miljard rand in Exponent se voorkeur aandele belê het, moet volgende week 'n baie moeilike en belangrike besluit neem. Dit volg nadat Exponent vroeër die voorkeur aandele aan beleggers bemark het wat baie hoë opbrengste beloof het. Die groep kon egter in Februarie nie die voorkeur dividende betaal nie en kort daarna het die groep resultate bekend gemaak wat daarop dui dat die groep baie diep in die finansiële moeilikheid is. Die groep is nou besig met 'n herskikking onder 'n nuwe direksie en beleggers moet nou stem om of hulle bestaande voorkeur aandele in nuwe hybride voorkeur aandele om te skakel of dat hulle voorkeur aandele in gewone Exponent aandele omgeskakel word. Exponent se aandele is tans net so wat 6 sent werd en sal reuse verliese vir beleggers meebring. Op die lyn is George Maniere, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Exponent. George, thank you so much for joining us. Exponent undertook a roadshow to market the hybrid option to investors over the past few weeks, and investors need to vote next week for or against the proposal. What was the response you have received so far?
Yes, thank you, Raik. So yes, you're right. We did undertake 9 investor calls, and we interacted with over 57% of our preference share investors, so just over 1,600. And basically the purpose was to provide clarity and transparency on the current situation as well as the way forward, as well as to explain to investors the key differences between holding the hybrid preference share, which will be considered on May 2020 at the EGM of all the 6 classes, versus owning ordinary shares, which will be the default position if our investors don't vote in favor of the MOI amendments being considered on May 27.
Investors are extremely concerned that they may not get their money back. Of course, the hybrid option seems to be, on paper at least, a better option. But I've looked at the financials of Exponent, the latest set of unaudited financials you have published, and the financial situation of Exponent is not good. Are there any prospects for investors to get their money back?
The expectation of not getting their money back is understandable based on how the business has been run in the past and where it finds itself today. So I think that's a very understandable position. However, what the new board and new management has done over the last few weeks since coming on board in the last 2-3 months has been to preserve the value of Exponent's underlying investments, which currently sit at an NAV of about 900 million rands. We do appreciate that to be able to fully redeem our preference shareholders, we need to rebuild this value to just over 2 billion rands. And this is a task that, based on the changes that we've made and the skills that we've now infused in Exponent, which we believe is a solid track record investments, given time, in the medium term to long term, they should be able to rebuild value to that level. We still have a very good base of underlying assets that can be rebuilt. So we have a team of people that have taken this task, and definitely we believe they are able to deliver back some value. Now, moving on specifically to the...
Can I interrupt
you
there?
Right.
You say you have a net asset value of 900 million rand. Is that an audited number?
Yes. So if you look at the sum of the parts, and some of the parts being a bottom-up valuation of the underlying investments that we have. I mean, just to recap, we do have an effective underlying investment in 4 banks in Africa, which are profitable, operating in 4 different countries through the MyBax platform. The loss of value which caused a significant impairment in MyBax was because of the entities in South Africa and the head office that were badly run, and we've cut out that. So we have eliminated all the loss leaders that were in MyBax. What we remain with right now is 4 well-functioning, profitable banks, and the last stage of restructuring that we are doing on MyBax will see the holding company being debt-free and now providing an opportunity for us to unlock some value on the underlying banks. So we do have that. Then on the renewable energy, We do have a good pipeline of our grid-connected solar parks, of which the first one, a 20-megawatt one, is now nearing completion and will be commissioned within this year. All of these are value that can be unlocked. At the moment, we cannot prioritize selling these assets to anyone because of the current market conditions. And we also want to put more energy in enhancing that value so that we narrow the gap between what our investors invested at and the current market value. You have to take into account that, obviously from an accounting point of view, a significant impairment of an asset based on current market conditions or circumstances does not necessarily mean it's a loss of value. It's an impairment, and it is the duty of the management and the board to improve on this asset's value so that when they are actually sold for cash, you realize an amount that is higher than the current impaired value of the asset.
There are also concerns that the preference shares were marketed to investors without disclosing or without properly disclosing the risks associated with it. And most of these investors are mostly elderly people, and they were looking for a safe investment. Have you investigated the way these products were marketed to investors?
I mean, I can't speak about the marketing part. I think as a new CEO to the business, I came into this business when the program was already functioning since 2015. And all I can say is that we are working very closely with all the regulatory authorities who are assessing whether the marketing of any of the instruments was within the rules that are required. So I think that one is a process that we are cooperating fully with the regulators to ensure that they do a full assessment of this. But I think what is important to highlight is that the preference shares and exponent are not risk-free. There's always an inherent risk. And I think what was a missing gap in the past leadership of Exponent was having the adequate skills to bring proper investment management to these funds and to preserve value and to protect investors' value and build value. So that's the duty we now have to focus on and do, while the regulators will look at the history and see whether there were deficiencies, and we will support that process fully.
I appreciate that the company has changed significantly in recent months, but again, that's the downfall. Is that from incompetence? Is it from mismanagement? Are there marketing irregularities? And I think that needs to be investigated because, again, the purpose of the investment was supposed to be a safe investment.
You are right, and we are very supportive to that. I mean, right now we can only be a very useful case study to improve the industry. We are doing our part to protect investors, and we can only shape the future better by looking at the past and saying what was done wrong. So the value chain has to be looked at.
That was George Manyera. He's the chief executive of Exponent.